I mentioned that the first parak of Avodah Zarah has a lot of the klolim of Lifnei Yiver, and probably one of the least known and most important klolim is here on Tesvav Amid Beis. The first here for the Gemara establishes the klal that Rav Ashi says that by Lifnei Yiver, kol haichadik lamitla talinon. If it's not a vadai that an avera will be done, you're allowed to be mekel by Lifnei Yiver. You don't say Safi Darais Lachumra. We say that you're allowed to be mekel if it's not a vadai that an avera will happen. Ramesh has numerous tshuvas in which he mentions this. One that comes to mind, he has a tshuva about people in a bungalow colony. And there's a shul in the bungalow colony, a casino or something they use for a shul. And the owner of the bungalow colony, who's an irreligious Jew, goes every Friday night after davening. Everyone goes home, and he goes and shuts the lights in the hall, the social hall that they use as a shul. So they ask the Rav Moshe if they're allowed to daven there, leave the lights on. If they're there, the owner is going to come and shut it off. And Rav Moshe says that it's aser. Rav Moshe says it's lefneiver, and they shouldn't. They should leave the lights off in Erev Shabbos, and they're not allowed to daven there if the person comes and shuts the lights. But at the end of the tshuva, Rav Moshe writes that if it's not a vadai, some Friday nights he's out on town or he's somewhere else, it's not a definite thing that he's going to shut the lights. So then Rav Moshe says it's mutter because of this rule. We have this klal that by lifnei yiver, only where it's a vadai, it's lifnei yiver, not where it's a safik. I would think you say safik deras lechumra. The chiddush of the sugya is that it's only also to give someone a michshol that's a vadei michshol. Vadei going to come lidei michshol, but not a safik. That's the sugya here in the Gemara. The shaila in the three-day eish, he has a shaila which he touches on this, but on many other things as well. The shaila is, if you're allowed to try to entrap someone who you suspect of being a thief. You have somebody who, in his case, you're hiring somebody, you want to see if he's reliable. So you want to put him in a setting where there'll be money that he could take and leave
$100
be lying around then to see whether he's going to take it or not. I remember in my camp days, the camp there with the camera, yeah. There was a fellow in camp, there was a guy the whole summer, was taking all types of electronics of the 1940s. Yeah. I was on camp, I don't know, it was 1970s actually, it's a long time ago. So he was stealing, and we suspected somebody, and he was in my bunk. And what we did is, during the night activity, we put something in the room, and sent him up. I was sending him up, and my JC was hiding under the bed to see if he's going to come in and going to take it. Now, what's interesting is that my JC, who some of you might know, when the fellow walked in, he got so scared that he just stayed under the bed. He said he didn't see him, but he knows what kind of sneakers he wears. But the fellow went and he stole it. He was the ganiv, and ultimately I went with another counselor we wanted to get everything else back. We grabbed him and scared the daylights out of him. We pulled him into the woods and told him we're going to beat him up if he doesn't tell us where the rest of the stuff is. And we got, besides the stolen stuff, there was things people thought they lost that we got back from him. So that's what we did. The Sridi Esh says, 1 minute. It's listening either. How are you allowed to put out a camera or a tape recorder and trap him? He's going to come up and he's going to steal it. It's lefneiver. I see it in their show. It's an aver of lefneiver. That's right. It's called entrapping. He says, but that's good. It should be lefneiver. It should be asas lefneiver. Now it's fascinating.
Well,
he says,
don't expect him to steal it. You don't want him to steal it.
I don't want him to.
So therefore, you're not entrapping him. He's
not entrapping.
Coming to steal it.
So it's interesting what he writes in the beginning there. A very fascinating musik. He says, lechayri could be meichelit. And what are you afraid? He's going to steal the camera. So you, beforehand, you're not going to tell him, because then the whole thing won't work. But you'll make up, you'll meichel him the camera, so you're going to trap him, so he won't be able to lift neiv. So the Sri Deish brings a raya that from a Gemara in Kedushin that it's lifnei iver, even if you set somebody in a setting where he thinks he's doing an aveira, it's really not an aveira. Brings the Gemara, I forgot it was Rav Huna, Rav Chanina, where a father wanted to see if his son will get angry, so he tested him. So Gemara says lifnei iver. So Gemara says he was Michael. And Taisa says, why does it help to be Michael? Even if you're going to be Michael, he doesn't know you're Michael. So he's still setting out to do an Aveira. So Taisa says, a very strange test. Taisa says, you tell him you're Michael. So I don't know exactly how that trap works if you tell him. But the Sri Da'a says that even if you're Michael Belave, you're not allowed to give him something that he thinks is an Aveira. It's a very big chiddush. And one source, Shlomo Zalman, says, if someone's collecting tzedakah, and you know he's a thief, so are you allowed to, you want to give him the quarter, just he shouldn't bother you. So he says, it's lifnei iver, giving him money, he's stealing it, he's not taking it for tzedakah. What happens if you meichel it? You think you give him the quarter for him, he pretends he's collecting for a mice, you give it to him. So Shlomo Zalman says the same thing the Sri Da'a says, that it doesn't help, because he thinks he's doing an aveir, there's lifnei iver, even on a person who's niskaven lasis aveira, and really is not doing the aveira, it's still lifnei iver. So it seems that there should be a major problem with being able to trap somebody who you want to catch the ganiv, and it's a problem. And besides the fact, if you meichel him, then after you catch him, you'll have to let him keep at least the last one he stole, because you are meichel it to him. You'll have to let him keep the $100 bill. But that's his problem. So at the end of the tshuva, the Sri Da'esh is matir based on our sugya. He says that you can try to trap somebody based on our sugya, where it's not a vadai that he's going to steal it. It's only a safik. He says, loy matzinu, that somebody who doesn't watch his things and it might get stolen should be an issa of lifnei iver. So he's matir, not based on being Muslim or anything, but based on the fact you're testing him. And it's only a suffix if he's going to end up doing the Aveira, not doing the Aveira. And that's why it's mutter. So in his case, you're hiring a new worker, you want to see if he's honest. So it's really a suffix. In our case, by the time we did it, it wasn't much of a suffix to us. Like we had to catch him. But we really knew who he was. We really knew what was going to happen. So in our case, it's really much, much more of an issue. And what we did, according to Sri Da'esh, what we did was also because we arrived around Lifnei Iver, and it seems that that's also. So naturally, I'd like to come up with a heter. So I'd like to share with you a chiddush of Bishulei Diskin. So Bishua Leib is in Ksubis on Gimel Amid Beis. Bishua Leib Diskin says a Gevaldige Chiddush, and Rav Shlomo Zalman brings it LaHalacha. Ramesha Gradin, Nigris Ramesha, also brings it LaHalacha. Bishua Leib Diskin is going on a Gemara. You know, the beginning of Ksubis, it says that they used to get married on Wednesday nights. They used to get married on Wednesday, and Wednesday night was the first time that they were together. So the Gemara says they got married on Wednesdays. And the Gemara relates that there was a period of time that the Hegmon, apparently the rulers in the area, they had made a gezerah. They had said that tiboya lehegmon tchila, any Jewish girl that gets married, the Hegmon has a right to be boil her first. And therefore, they weren't going to get married Wednesday nights. The Hegmon knew Wednesday night is wedding night by the Jews. So they didn't want to get married Wednesday night because the Hegman's going to come and it'll be Mizana with the woman.
Didn't he figure it out?
Maybe eventually he figured it out, but at least at this time they weren't getting married Wednesday night. So the Gemara is Sakasha. Gemara said, what's the problem? It's a problem that the Hegman is going to come. The girl's now an Eishes Ish. And she'll be Maisa Nefesh, and she'll get killed rather than be Nibal. The Gemara says, V'lidrish lehu da'in ishari. Let's tell them they shouldn't be Maisa Nefesh. Ay nishari, a woman is not yaharg val yavaran znus, isha karka aylam. Lidrishlahu da ay nishari. Why is such a kasha, which you can understand there are many issues with the kasha, but the Gemara is saying, get married Wednesday night. And lidrishlahu, let's tell the B'nai Yisrael that they shouldn't come lidei sakana, that ay nishari. So Rishul Leib Diskin says, what about lifnei yiver? The hegmain is a guy, but a guy is mitzvah and eishes ish. When a sheva mitzvah b'nei nayach is eishes ish. So how you let her get married Wednesday night? You're going to be over lifnei yiver. The hegmain's going to come and he's going to be bail her. It's lifnei yiver. You shouldn't get married Wednesday night just for that alone. So Yeshua Leib says a chiddush. He says by lifnei yiver, if I'm doing something for someone else, it's lifnei yiver. I'm doing something for the two of us, it's lifnei yiver. But if I'm doing something I have a right to do, and a rasha comes, and he says, if you do that, I'm going to do an aver. I don't have to give up something that I have a right to, because he's going to do the aver. When I learned this in Yeshua Leib, it came back to mind, there was a boy in my class in elementary school, in must have been 7th grade or 8th grade, he had this thing that he used to go over to people if he had candy for snack, and he wanted some of the snacks. He would walk over to you and make a shahako, and then you know, like you're a rush, if you don't give him, it's lifnei yiver. Right? If you don't give him candy, that's a bracha levatala. So you should have carried broccoli in the pocket, you know, and given that to him.
Broccoli
is adama. Okay,
sorry.
Yeah. Well, things that are not roila chila only b'shas atchak. You don't make adama, you make shahako. So what's the answer? He makes a shah. He'll make a neder. He'll come. He'll make a shvua that you're going to give me $100. You have to give him $100. So Yeshua Leib says that's not lifnei yiver. Lifnei yiver, I don't have to give up something that's mine in order to because of your lifnei yiver. Rav Yashiv brings this to Yeshua Leib. Someone asked how they can make demonstrations on Shabbos in Israel. Make demonstrations, it's lifnei yiver. TV stations come and they take pictures and the policemen work overtime and it's lifnei yiver. So he said this to Yeshua Leib, that because he's a Rasha and he's doing Averis, something I have a right to, I don't have to give up. That was his idea. So I'm wondering if in the Sri Deisha's case, it's not the same idea. You know, I'm living and I don't want people to steal from me. I don't want another one to steal from me. Someone's stealing from me. So I have to give up my ability to catch the ganavim because lifnei yiver, they're going to steal. If I try to catch the ganav, then he's going to be over and over. It's not exactly identical to Rabbi Shulvayg's case, but it's identical to the idea, to the concept that because you're going to do an Aveira, I don't have to give up something that's bad to mine. Lifnei yiver is, I want to do you a favor and give you a drink. And you're a nazir, I'm giving you wine. Or even we're both doing business, I'm selling, you're buying. But my right, that I have to give up my right, maybe I don't have to give up. So basically, tonight I share with you three chidushim in lifnei yiver. One is the Gemara, the first half of the Samid, the chidush, that kol haichadika l'mitli talina, by Safik, by lifnei yiver, were mekel. The second is what the Sri Deish brings, that it's lifnei yiver to give something to someone if he thinks it's an avera, even if it's really not. Chay would come out if somebody asks me for tray for food, a Jew wants to buy tray for food. So I'll give him kosher food, I'll pretend it's tray. According to this, it's also lifnei yiver. Because he thinks it's tray for food, that's what the Sri Deish is bringing from Kedushin. And the third chiddush is this Rabbi Shul Leib's chiddush, a kula lifnei yiver, that I don't have to give up my thing that I have a right to for Yen is lifnei yiver because he's going to do an avera with it. So these are the three chiddushim lifnei yiver. We're not done. Lifnei yiver throughout the first parak keeps on coming up. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Kabbalah Satayra. It's Hashem. We should continue to be zeichet to learn late into the night. There's a session.